This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susan Gage.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Joe.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susan Gage.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Joe. It's time for Susie Joe.
Okay, I want to get to back to what I was discussing at the end. Are people in this country willing to send 10, 20, 50, who knows how many individuals who really shouldn't have been sent out of the country, if that means tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of individuals out of the country who should not be here? Because I think that is permeating society right now. But here she is, Susie Jones, who once again is showing her lack of commitment to this show. Because we just get back in the rhythm, we just get back in the flow, and boom, another vacation.
Another vacation. Steve Simpson said to me, didn't you just get back?
That is correct. Steve Simpson is correct, and you're leaving...
tomorrow morning.
Again.
Yes. This is going to be special.
Yeah.
I know that I've been to Florida, I've been to Arizona, I've been to Colorado.
Those apparently were not special.
We're aware.
Yeah.
They were special enough.
Yeah.
But I'm actually excited. I am. Right now.
Where
I'm
are we
done
going?
Anchoring.
Duluth? Minot?
We're going to Belize.
Oh.
It's a country, Honduras, Ecuador. It's right next to Mexico. And Josephine.
Are you bringing back some illegal immigrants back to the country?
Yes, I think I am. I'm going to give them my seat and say, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I have an empty room in my basement. You can stay with me.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Josie's birthday. She was going to be 30 years old on April 21st. I said, what do you want to do for your birthday? She said, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
I said, I love it. So we picked this place, and she's kind of done everything. We're staying at.
She's traveled a lot of places.
More than I.
Yeah.
Ramon's Village.
Oh.
On San Pedro Island in Belize.
Do we know who Ramon is?
I read about him. He's been there 100 years. I think he might have died, but he started the joint.
If he's been there 100 years and he's alive, bravo.
Bravo and Ramon.
Yeah.
Ramon.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're going 6 days. I'm back on Wednesday, and I took Thursday off because I didn't want to come in after my vacation.
And then you don't work Friday.
I don't work Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'll see you Monday the 28th, I think.
If the world still exists at that point, you know.
We're going to go snorkeling.
Yeah.
We're going to get a massage on the beach. They have an outdoor spa. You know
how nice.
We're going to go see some Mayan ruins.
How did you end up selecting Belize?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We both talked about. I have people that have gone. You know, David Josephson in Adam's show, he's been to Ramon's Village. He stayed where I stayed. I'm going to stay.
Well, The way David talks about how he likes to stay, I would assume you have a tent on the beach, right?
Yeah, but I mean, this is
Joseph's in like Harrigan, you know, he likes to rough it. I mean,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
And brag about roughing it.
Yeah. He's very proud. Very proud rougher. Yeah.
This is not roughing
it. Much better than me.
You're not
a rougher.
No, gosh, no.
No.
I tried once and I cried. I had to go get a hotel.
Yeah.
But anyway, this place, we are not staying on the water.
But close.
Behind the water is the little area called Steve and Betty's Cabins.
Everybody gets a name here. Ramon, Steve and Betty. Yeah.
But the cabins are these cute little sort of brightly colored, you know, Caribbean looking. I'm just excited. I'm excited.
You
it's right on the water.
Excited.
I know. I'm going to eat a lot of fish.
Yeah.
I love fish.
Yeah.
You know,
which
right
fish
there.
Are you most looking forward to consuming?
Well, I don't know. You know, in Florida, I like the grouper and the snapper and mahi-mahi.
Snapper, eh.
Eh. Can be a touch and go. But
yes.
Grouper I could eat every day.
Yeah, I'm with you too.
Yeah.
Tell me the three things you'll miss here at the station and the three things you won't miss.
I don't think I can come up with three things I'm going to miss.
Yeah, wow. Well.
I really don't. I hate you, maybe.
Yeah.
Steve Simpson, maybe. Laura. I don't know. Dave. Oh, was that right in the heart? Dave,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sure took you a while to get to the guy you were staring at.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Point being, I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a week.
And this
you've been working hard since you left me.
No, but this.
Remember, she's looking forward to this one.
Right now, in my life.
She hated Arizona, Colorado, and Florida.
Terrible.
Right now, and I'm not going to get into it because I would have to sit down and
it'd
be a therapy session.
Get into it.
No, I have some heavy things happening in my family.
Well, I know
some
that. Of that. Yeah.
And so for me to check out feels good.
I don't think you're going to check out.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to turn my phone off and not be involved.
Okay.
I think everybody can live without me.
I think that's a really good idea because I know you're going through some stuff.
Yeah.
And you're
and
trying
I'm also
to
the
solve
go-to.
All of it.
Yes, I am.
And you can't be that person.
No. And people call me to solve problems.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm like, I'm out.
And by the way, some of them are fully capable of solving those problems.
Correct.
And or reaching out to others to help to be the solve
E.
The co-solvers.
Yes.
And it doesn't always have to be Susie.
But man, I'm an easy mark because I usually always say yes.
Yeah.
Somebody calls, one of the people in my life called yesterday or texted, they're a little short on dough. Could I get them $150?
Yeah. So in other words, here at CCO, listening, if you need money.
I'm the bank.
Just call CCO. She's got some cash for you.
Always.
I hope you have an amazing time.
Oh, and I will, yes, thank you.
And this show is so much better. When you're a part of it.
Oh, you're sweet.
I mean that.
I know you, and I love it, too. And I think we have a lot of fun in here. And
we do.
I do love Dave Harrigan, too.
Not really.
We can tell when you're not being serious.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. I don't need to be loved by everyone.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just most.
I can tell I hurt his feelings.
You could fake it once in a while.
All right, I'll put you before Laura.
You see that at night a lot, Dave.
You knew that was right there.
You're familiar with that.
Bada bing, bada bing.
Thank you, Susie.
Love you, dear.
Are you one of those who says, you know what? If we send some individuals out of the country, but really in total we're getting 5, 10, 15, 20, 30,000 people out, so what? Or do you think about that and you think, you got to be kidding me. We should be able to do both. And if an error takes place, let's correct it. Where do you stand? A lot of text coming in. 651-461-9226. Jason DeRusha is at the bottom of the hour.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What is our music theme today, Mr. Harrigan?
Oh, it's a very big day in America, and frankly, I'm just going to say across the world, okay. Even though I believe it's still only National High Five Day.
National High Five.
So we have songs with lyrics, as you may have just heard there from Lee Bryce, that feature high five somewhere in the lyrics. We started with Alanis, one hand in her pocket, the other giving a high five.
Yes. Is Magic given credit for coming up with a high five?
I've never heard that before.
I thought someone was trying to suggest that Magic deserves credit for the high five. Who, you're Googling, right? Who does deserve
all
credit?
All right. This is from Google AI.
High five-ologist?
Who invented the high five? Yeah. And the high five is generally credited to the L.A. Dodgers baseball players Glenn Burke and Dusty Baker.
Oh.
Who supposedly invented the gesture in 1977.
Little before Magic.
Yes. Baker slapped Burke's upraised palm after hitting his 30th home run of the season. Happened on October 2nd, 1977. And there, as they say, the rest is history.
Rest is history. Okay. On the idea of Donald Trump, what did Donald Trump win on? The two big issues, of course, were the economy and immigration. Some order, right? I'm going to lower your prices day one. Joe Biden couldn't handle the economy, couldn't handle inflation, and I'm going to lower prices. certain prices have come down. Certain prices may be tied to the president. Certain prices have nothing to do with the president. And it's funny when who your president is when you will cite those prices going down. And then when they go down and he's not your guy, that just happens without the president's control. But Donald Trump certainly didn't say, I'm going to go with tariffs and cost trillions of dollars. He didn't say, we're going to go through pain. And we might go through pain for 2 months, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. But in the end, we're going to be better off. It's a message that I wish this country was willing to take, whether it's tariffs. Again, I think it's way too haphazard. There has not been a plan. But if we had that's blaming the public, I think, Dave. Because if you tell the public, I'm going to get in and it's going to take 2-3 years, but in the end we're going to be better off. What chance does that politician have right now? Minuscule? Nothing? It's right away, I'm going to change it. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Then immigration. And the numbers, the drops on the southern border have been remarkable. And this administration deserves a lot of credit for that. And Joe Biden and the previous administration, they were way too soft and way too late. And clearly Trump disrupted the one plan just because he wanted to run against it. We all know that. But then Biden went with an executive order and the numbers dropped. Hey, Joe, go with the executive order right at the start and then try to get something passed. So now we have the debate on can you do this all with due process? Who deserves due process? And there is just more and more of a feeling in this country echoed by this text. Typical liberal mindset is worrying about the one thug that maybe didn't deserve to be deported, instead of being thankful for the thousands we got the hell out of here. Okay. In theory, by the way, thug, buzzword, very, no generalizing, no negative, no racist associated with that often with people. Not always, but often. If someone was deported illegally, Dave, often they're not a thug. Often they should not have been deported. Or often they deserved a hearing before they were deported. We do have too many individuals in this country who committed serious offenses, and they need to get the bleep out of here. And if we have to be aggressive to get them out of there, I'm fine with it. We can also follow the law. I don't accept for one second that you can't do both. You can't target violent offenders who should not be in this country, who are not productive members of society, who are not contributing, and get them out of here. But also, if a mistake happens and you remove someone, then instead of just falling back to this, and this, everything the Trump administration keeps saying, why not say we screwed up on one and return that person? It's not an either or to me. And why should it be an either or? Because this is just a simple, by the way, thug liberal mindset. So late. I'm having Kevin Burke on, a judge, to talk about a ruling. And that's a liberal mindset? Supreme Court, bunch of liberals on that. Trump lost that 9-0. Stephen Miller's just lying. Just lying. He talks fast. He overwhelms people when they ask him questions. He goes on and on and on. He's lying. He's a really smart guy, too. He's lying. So why is it one or the other for so many people, Dave? Because it shouldn't be. Biden was way too soft. We should have been stronger on it. We have to be forceful. But we're humans. We make mistakes. Due process, it's not like everyone has to have the same exact process. But when data comes out, when information comes out to show that at least a hearing should take place, we can't have a hearing. Well, I mean, how many people are representative of this texter? Let's get a lot of people. So to them, how many can we send out of the country who haven't committed violent offenses and are productive members of society? How many of those can we send out if they just get caught up in the wash of the other awful individual? 100? 500? 1,000? What's the number? I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Because you should be able to do both. Get the worst of the worst, the bleep out of here. I don't know how that sounds soft in any way from me. But if we have a country of 60, 70 million, whatever we are, you can get a name wrong. You can get a person wrong. You can get caught up with 40, 50 people. You can have one of the reports of an individual has an autism tattoo on his chest, and somebody interpreted that as MS-13. Let's have a hearing. Let's find out. And are we really, are we just on tattoos alone? Again, MS-13, vicious. They would cut our heads off. Nobody's going soft on it. But it's a flawed country of, it's a flawed planet of individuals like me, you, and everybody who can make mistakes. Even organizations make mistakes. So we can't, if we make a mistake, acknowledge it and bring somebody back. It's just, there's 100, there's 500, there's 1,000, there's 50. That's fine, but we got most people out. They might have kids. They might have a wife. They might be on their own. And we're just going to toss them aside and be fine with that. That's the mindset of our country. That's our country.
Are you terribly surprised?
No.
Because I'm not. And that's disappointing. But, I mean, as you say, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. You can continue with the deportations of the worst of people that deserve to be booted out of here. But also at the same time, when you have somebody who's been deported, that there are legitimate questions, that there are judges saying, courts saying, rather high courts in this nation saying, hey, whoa, 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 no, 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 you can't do that. You can't deport that person. You can work to bring them back while also still sending out the worst of the worst,
yeah,
those who deserve it. But
was due process followed by the millions of illegals released in our country? If individuals are removed from the country and they're legally in here, we should have standards on that. But the standard is we then send them to an El Salvador prison? That's where we're going? Or other countries and prisons versus removing them from the country. And also, there are degrees, right? If someone has been here 20 years, let's say, and they entered illegally. By the way, a lot of these people who enter illegally, if all of us were in that position, what would we do? Let's say we're in El Salvador, and we're reasonably young and have a family, and it's run by a dictator, and we don't see hope. We see fear. We don't see promise. Yes, yes, yes. The better path is to enter this country legally. And yes, Joe Biden was way too soft on it. But if we were in that position, what would we do? So if I get punished, I get it. And I'm not talking about the dangerous ones. But, and Trump has been better. I'm applauding him. Applauding him for the stops on the southern border. But it's to send him to a prison in another country? Is that what everybody's for? For illegal immigrants?
As long as you're not personally affiliated with a person being sent, absolutely. I mean, that's, to me, it's, you know, we're watching on the news today the horrible news of the shooting at Florida State University.
Yep.
And to me, it's very reminiscent, similar to the gun debate that we have in this country of, you know, a bottom line for a lot of people, it comes down to, well, you know, people are going to get shot. There's going to be mass shootings, but that doesn't affect me, and I want my guns, so be it.
Quit spewing their rhetoric. Obama got rid of more deporteds. Give me a break with this bleep. Read the facts. Oh, I've read it. Obama was deporting a lot of people. Was he sending individuals to an El Salvador prison that we're paying for? No, he wasn't. We have too many violent criminals in this country. People don't want to listen. I've said this like 10 times during this conversation. Get them out. Go to places. Be forceful. But if we make a mistake, we can't acknowledge it. And I'm sorry, there is a different situation with somebody who's been a productive member of society for 20 years here, who's your neighbor, who's your coworker, who's your colleague, versus someone who's committed violent offenses. And if a flaw happens, we should be able to do it. And by the way, there are other presidents who were too soft on this. And we can't even have any conversation of overall immigration anymore because there's nothing reasonable about the conversation. And if you just have the audacity to say, could we admit one mistake? Well, then you're soft on crime. Because in this issue, I'm not soft in any bleeping way at all. I just don't think innocent individuals should be sent to a prison without a hearing. Crazy idea. 33 past 2.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's applaud.
Yeah,
there we go. Applause for Jason DeRussia.
Thank you.
Strangest place you've ever picked someone up, picking up on the open. Jason pointing out funeral. It happens.
It does. To be clear, I have never picked someone up at a funeral.
Not for lack of trying.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I tried and tried and tried and just couldn't get a response. And then I was told that person's not even alive. Hey.
How many people this week in the state of Minnesota have tried to pick somebody up at a funeral? What's the over?
Zero people.
Baloney. Mm. Dave Harrigan, it's not zero.
It's more.
2.5 is my over under. I mean, you're sitting there, you're emotional, you're grieving, you're talking. Chemistry is happening.
To be clear, I'm not talking about, like, the service. I'm talking about, like, the reception or the thing.
I think he's backpedaling right now.
I think he is.
I think he's backpedaling. Yeah. I think earlier you were willing to say whenever, however. Yeah. Listen, sometimes vulnerability leads to something.
Especially a Catholic service where it's, you know, it's like, move it along, Father. All right, let's go.
Not quick ones. Not quick ones. If you have a strange place, you pick somebody up, let us know. 651-461-9226.
Very nice.
This is a topic that this show has never hit from, but I'm glad it's coming up again. Some British tennis player I've not heard of. Apparently I'm not following British tennis close enough. Harriet Dart has apologized after asking the umpire to tell her opponent, Lois Boysen, to wear deodorant after claiming she smells really bad. Really bad.
Hmm.
In work, Jason DeRussia at WCCO Radio. If someone you work with in this building smelled bad,
okay,
would you tell them, we got to have a heart-to-heart, you smell putrid?
Well, no.
No.
Probably not. Depends on who it is. So
it's Dan Cook who's in here with you.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Every
yeah, for sure.
Day.
Yes. Yep.
You have to.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, like I'm not going to tell the random salesperson or, you know, no. But like a close coworker? Oh, yeah.
Laura Oaks.
Yep.
You would tell Laura?
Yes. Yeah. And
Dave, do you think he really would tell Laura Oakes, Laura, you just don't smell very good?
I think he would.
You think
I think he'd be kind about it.
Yeah. How, okay, how can you be kind about saying you need to change your smell because it's bugging us? Jason, you need to tell Laura
right.
that something is not right about her smell. How do you do that?
Well, I think you just tell some, I would say Laura, first I would want to have a conversation privately,
yep.
right? And I'd say, Laura, we got to talk about something, and perhaps there's something medically going on, and I don't want to put you on the spot or make you feel uncomfortable, but I also know that you would want to know.
That you smell like poop.
Yeah. In the wine world, we call it earthy.
Earthy. So is that what you would say?
Maybe that would be.
Okay, Dave Harrigan.
I'm getting a little barnyard, a little hint of barnyard.
Dave, Lindsay, for some reason, something's going on. Comfortable?
My wife, Lindsay? Yes, I could tell her.
Yeah. Are most people comfortable enough telling their significant other, what the hell's going on? You don't smell right.
I think so.
What's our over-under on that?
Mm.
I think 70% are very comfortable.
They should.
Yes.
Without a doubt, they should. How about this? Can I go as far as this? If you're unwilling to tell your significant other that you don't smell right, you're a coward. Jason DeRosha, is that fair?
Yeah, it's your significant other. Like, if you can't have that conversation with someone you love, then, yeah, that's on you.
Tell me, 651-461-9226, who you told that they smelled bad.
Mm. Is this a problem in your life? Is there a reason you're bringing
no,
this up?
No, it's because of Harriet Dart.
Because of that. Yeah,
yeah we've raised that. Have you, Dave Harrigan, have you ever once told someone they didn't smell right?
I have told Lindsay that she's stinky.
Yeah?
But somebody else that maybe I'm not terribly close to, a colleague, for instance?
Yeah.
I can think of one colleague who used to work here at WCCO Radio, no longer does that. Ooh, boy, do they stink every time I was near them. And I definitely did not say anything.
I did years ago work with someone very closely who smelled, bugged me. I went Minnesota. I didn't say
it. You didn't do it.
Belly
I
didn't
up.
Do it. I can't. I'm embarrassed.
You're no Harriet Dart.
I'm no Harriet Dart.
I've done it before.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And she knew.
She knew that she smelled.
She did.
Well, why didn't she correct it?
Lazy.
Lazy.
Yep.
Was it an everyday smell or was it a one-off of this is not your day?
It happened periodically.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Could we call this person right now?
No.
Okay. I saved this for you. Saw this early in the week. A new game show. Because I think you and game shows. What's going on with your camera? Why can't we see you now?
Right. Yeah. We got a little bit of a... Hey, should we have an on-air production?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm on
Harrigan
the screen.
Harrigan has to put some sound in, like, Channel 3 or something.
Channel 3. Listen, we're a transparent show. Oh, so we couldn't hear you? Is that the idea?
We couldn't hear, like, any of the sound, so I was trying to fix it, and then I removed myself from the feed. And...
Is it better now, or are we in Channel 3?
I have no idea. I can't.
Okay.
We're in every channel now. Let's just channel it up.
The people can comment and say what they will, but...
Greg Gutfeld,
yeah,
who for multiple years now has had a highly rated later night talk show on Fox.
Yep.
Right? He's part of the Fox.
He's all right. I think he's all right.
I think he's pretty quick, too. I do.
Yep.
He is now going to host a three-part game show, What... Did I miss?
Okay.
What did I miss? They're going to be isolated, or they have been isolated, in New York, January 20th through April 13th. So they just were escaped. No phones, no internet, nothing. Dozens of scenarios. And they must separate the real headlines from the fake ones with a prize of $50,000.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I think this is a genius idea. Now, I'm not sure I'm prepared to be isolated for the 90 days, but $50,000 is $50,000. It's hard to come up with new game show ideas.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why everybody just remakes the same old show, right?
Exactly. Just a slight variation.
Right.
You're a game show-ologist. What are your thoughts on this game show?
Initial idea, I like it. I do think that one of the things I don't like with game shows today is that everybody has to have some sob story who's the contestant.
Wow. No empathy from you, apparently.
I think you could just play the game.
Like, you just want the game.
I don't need the, like...
You need the backstory.
Yeah, and then, like, because they take what should be a 15-minute game and stretch it out over an hour. You got to bring out Grandma, who lost her arm, and then you bring out somebody else, and it's like, can we just have another pricing game?
Seems pretty callous. I mean, you're you're a purist. You want the game.
It's called game show. Okay. I don't need the sob story.
Never send any personal issues to Jason DeRusha when he's hosting Drive Time. Just get to the facts.
I mean, imagine if that's what we did for Card to Sharks. Like, if we cast the contestants and they had to have some pathetic story, and then all I give them is a $50 gift card to a restaurant.
Are they getting those gift cards?
Yeah, these are real gift cards.
Dave, I've always suspected those weren't real. Haven't you?
Pretend gift cards.
React to any of these topics, 651-461-9226.
It's all working. The streamers are saying they hear us loud and clear.
Good. Thank you so much.
I think you look amazing. Go to the YouTube.
Not sure about that one.
Give us a subscribe at WCCO Radio.
Yeah. Go to DeRusha J. Anybody thinks that is day drinking? And by the way, I was doing a little day drinking yesterday at the Twins game.
Nice. Yeah. Should we talk about day drinking when we come back?
That's fine. 651-461-9226. I'm going to talk Pella right now.
Beautiful.
And I have been in a house since the middle aughts with Pella windows and doors. The house was built before I purchased it, and they put in Pella windows and doors, and I was elated by that. They're great. Long-term warranty. This company is celebrating 100 years in business in a very competitive field. I'm not suggesting in any way all their competitors stink, but I'm just suggesting Pella's the best if you're on for 100 years. And after 25 years in the neighborhood, I'm moving. And I made sure this next house has, guess what? Pella windows and doors. They have showrooms, Plymouth and Woodbury. They will come to your house, and you know what's going to cost you? Zero. No obligation. See why Pella is the best. And what a deal right now. Through the end of the month, $750 off the Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. There's zero downside, only upside. PellaNorthland.com. Reaction to our various topics with Jason. He's going to take you home here on CCO. College roommate whose feet reeked. Place an odor eliminator in the room within a few days. Kind of figured it out. Not new NPR's done a real news story or not on Sundays for years. Aware of that, but those individuals are reacting to what's happened the last week. They weren't isolated for 90 days. And they aren't pursuing $50,000.
Yeah, it's quite different.
Yes.
Look, does anyone have like a brand new brilliant idea? No.
No. I worked security at Paisley Park. I was witness to a hilarious situation between Prince, who notoriously smelled great all the time, and Lenny Kravitz.
Ooh.
Prince pulled him aside and said, "Brother, I know you like your funk, but you're really funky. You're really funky right now. I'm not talking about your guitar. Got to take care of that."
Yeah.
Lenny left to the restroom to wash up the best he could. That sounds like a really cool moment. Prince and Lenny Kravitz just hanging out.
Amazing.
That would be pretty good.
There are people that just always smell good.
Right? Yes. And I assume Prince just woke up smelling beautiful right from the get-go. You know?
This guy, Mo. He's a tennis coach. And Mo always smells amazing.
Mo? You know,
Bravo.
Yeah. Sometimes this show stinks. Does that count? Fair. Okay.
That's fair.
At the Twins
sometimes.
Game. Yeah. At the Twins game with Carter yesterday. 12:15 to like 2:15.
Oh, hang on a second.
Yeah. Uh-oh. We had an update?
No, I'm just looking for my invite in the text.
Yeah.
I had to
work
during the Twins game?
Prep. I assume
you heard my show?
I assume that you were vigorously, forcefully, relentlessly consuming information for drive time.
And then we get extra innings. And
yeah. What time did you get on yesterday?
4 something.
Nothing wrong with that.
Fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. I like it better if they knock me off the air early. That's better than...
Yeah.
The late start doesn't really do much for
me. No, no. It still puts you in the spot. You're in the box. You're in the window.
I'm ready.
You're here.
Yeah.
2 hours, 2 beers, a little bit of food, and then I had 2 business meetings afterwards.
How did you feel?
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Couple beers.
I do think that the 3 martini lunch days was probably too much.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know that
probably gone, too, right?
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Although, you know, when I'm at the Minneapolis Club, a little lunch.
Of course. Do you have that same phone problem that Tim Pawlenty had the other day? Jeez. What kind of phones do they have over the Minneapolis Club?
No, I mean, have an in-person conversation. That's what... Yeah. That's what the Minneapolis Club is all about. I do think it's okay, right? I feel judged, though. Like, if I have a drink at lunch, people are like,
okay.
It's just less socially acceptable now, you know?
Dave, do you think most people judge someone if it's a business meeting? We're going back to work, whether we work together or something, and you have a martini, and the other person has a Fresca. Let's go with Fresca.
Fresca?
Do you think the Fresca person is judging?
Yes. You could have stopped at, do you think most people judge others? Yeah. It doesn't matter after that.
I think about 80% are judging. You know what they should do? Mind their own bleeping business.
Yeah. It's fun to judge, though.
Oh, yeah. I never do that.
I'm not judging the judgers.
Hold on. I do that Monday through Friday, right, noon to 3.
Grace
they
judge.
Should just leave it to us.
Yes.
We get paid for this.
If you're having a cocktail and you're fine, whatever. If it's the third... And then get your judging hat on.
That's right.
Jason Canopy in the show next.